In this fellowship this morning, we're coming to chapter 12 on the how to meet by singing praises.
Amen.
Amen.
This is a really something that we really need to be elevated in. Amen. I think we all enjoy praising the Lord, but still maybe we're still not fully brought into this kind of a living. So it's good to just to consider the and have a further appreciation for this based on the Lord's Word. So one verse that's really crucial is 1 Corinthians 14:26. Maybe someone would like to just read that for us. I believe it begins, whenever, what is it then, brothers, right?
Amen.
Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. So 1 Corinthians 14 is one of the unique chapters in the Bible that really speaks much about the church practice, the matter of Christian meetings. And in this, this is a key verse that points out that when we have a Christian meeting, we should each have something. But the first thing it says is what? Is a psalm.
Amen.
And a psalm is for singing. It's for praising. So although we can say that the main thing in the meetings is our speaking forth Christ, the primary thing in the meetings is to sing and to praise the Lord. Amen. So I enjoyed when we began the meeting this morning. We may consider that a children's meeting song, but actually that should be eaves and sucklings. What do we sing? It says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. And why I enjoy that is it says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I'll enter his courts with praise. That's the entrance. You know, actually, it's one of the best things you can do in your personal time, too. Have you ever thought, you know, you get up in the morning, you maybe feel a little groggy, and you may not have slept as well as you'd like, and you may have had some bad thoughts or feelings or something like that. A good thing to do is to, when you rise up in the morning, is just start to sing. And it's the same way when it comes to coming to the church meetings. So, but tell you the truth, it's hard to be that way in the church meetings if you're not that way in your daily life. So I would encourage you all, from today, or tomorrow morning, or whatever, begin this practice. That's why we need to learn some short verses. Now, technically, psalming could be longer, but it encompasses this whole sphere of, in Colossians and Ephesians, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. They're kind of grouped together. But they all are referred to this area of singing and praising the Lord. Of course, the psalms are the longer ones. And the hymns are kind of medium-sized, and the songs are kind of short. So you may think, well, I can't remember these long ones, but you can pick up a short chorus. Like some of my favorites are, Oh Lord, I love you. I really love you. Without you, life's really nothing. You are so attracting. And you are so charming. Your riches are unsearchable. Your name so dear and sweet. Calling makes one satisfied. Now you are mine and I am thine, Lord. Joined and mingled with you. God-man incorporation, foretaste of the new Jerusalem. And sometimes the Lord will lead you to muse on that little song or hymn, and it'll usher you into the Spirit to enjoy Christ and to begin your day with the enjoyment of Christ. So when we come to the meetings, we shouldn't be so formal. Just like when you get up in the morning, don't worry, is this the right hymn? Is this the one that corresponds with
day six of the Holy Word for Morning Revival, or is this the right one? Forget about that. It's like you're sitting around analyzing too long whether you're singing the right hymn, and you're kind of loitering in your mind when you really just need to do is break forth in your spirit.
Amen.
And utter a song. So anyway, although we could say that speaking forth the Lord is the main thing in the meetings, the primary thing, the first thing, is this matter of singing and praising the Lord.
Amen.
So it says in paragraph number 3, we can read the first couple of sentences there. The main thing in 1 Corinthians 14 is to prophesy. And the first thing is to praise. The central matter in the meeting of the church is to prophesy, to speak something for Christ, that the church might be built up. But the first thing in the meetings of the church is to praise. Okay, if you pick up that, you probably got the burden of this time. But there's a few things to strengthen our appreciation. It's scriptures related to praising and singing. And our brother in this chapter, he mentioned a number of them, but three are mentioned here. One is 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22, which talks about the children of Israel. It says, when they began to shout in song and to praise, Jehovah set ambushes for the children of Ammon, and so on. So the Lord ambushed their enemies. It wasn't they defeated their enemies. The Lord set ambushes for their enemies when they praised the Lord. So, you know, this is quite a wonderful thing. And a lot of times the enemies are the enemies within us. They're our mind. They're our emotion. They're all these troubling things, you know. We're angry at somebody or something. We're discouraged or disappointed or bummed out about something. And those are all the Ammonites, Moabites, and Mount Seir. They're all these enemies that keep us from enjoying the good land.
Amen.
The all-inclusive Christ. Well, they get defeated when we praise the Lord. The last couple of sentences of that paragraph says, you can read it with me, just by praising Him, you will ascend to the heavens. Just by praising Him, all your besetting sins will be overcome. Hallelujah. Christ is victor. Just praise the Lord. God will set ambushes for the enemy, and he will be struck. Amen. Wonderful. And then Psalm 5:1, it says, we can read that verse together. Let us all take refuge in you. Rejoice. Let them shout for joy forever, and may you spread a cover over them, and those who love your name will exult in you. I'm afraid, we can stop there. So we may, shout for joy forever. We may get a little too somber. I think maybe as we go along, I can guarantee you in the earlier days of the church life, not so much just analyzing. We need to learn to recover our shouting. Sometimes you need to shout for joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, don't come into the meetings. You know, even if you're late, you can still say, praise the Lord. Don't worry about it. We'd rather hear your praise the Lord than I'm sorry I'm so late. You know, if you're going to come praising. So this paragraph, it has a couple of exclamations here. It says here in this section here, it seems that you are not getting through to touch the Lord. If you will raise your voice and shout from deep within, oh Lord, oh Lord, you will break right through and touch Him.
Amen.
And then the last couple of sentences there. Do not be so cowardly. Sometimes when you say, oh Lord, in a mild way, it really works. But sometimes it does not work, and so you must shout this together. Oh Lord, amen, hallelujah. The Old Testament saints experienced this. If they shouted, how much more must we shout?
Amen.
And then this morning, we enjoyed Psalm 8. This is a wonderful psalm that it just brings us into the victory of Christ.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed here about this matter of establishing strength and praise. You know, in Psalm 8, I guess in the Hebrew, it says establishes strength. But in quoted in the Septuagint, it refers to praise. And so you say, well, isn't that a contradiction? Actually, no. Because the establishing of strength and the proclaiming of praise are really the same. When we proclaim the praise of the Lord's strength is established. Right? So I think this is really wonderful. It says here, now note how the psalmist continues. You have set your glory over the heavens, but you have established strength out of the mouth of babes and sucklings on this earth to silence all the enemies.
Amen.
This is awesome.
Amen.
So the last sentence of that, let's read that together. Maybe from, let's see, where does it start? The adversaries are within, and the enemies are without. And when they come against you, there is no need for you to smite them. Just say, "Oh Lord, how excellent is your name." Your praising will seize them. Your praising will frighten them away. Your praising is the secret. Do you know this little song? We used to sing it years. I don't know if they did in the full-time training, at least in Taipei. It goes, then rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. It is better to sing than be sighing. It is better to live than be dying. So let us
rejoice evermore.
Not sure which verse it is, but it says, oh, let us rejoice in the Lord evermore when the darts of the tempter are flying. For Satan still dreads, as he oft did of yore, our singing much more than our sighing. Then rejoice evermore, rejoice evermore. It is better to sing than be sighing. It is better to live than be dying. So let us rejoice evermore. So our brother says we need to come back to the beginning. You know, we have gone a ways down. We have quite a bit of truth and this and that. But we need to come back to the beginning. And in the beginning of the church life in Acts 2, you know, I don't know that they have as much truth as we have today. But it says in Acts 2, at the very ending, it says they were together. And it's praising God.
Amen.
And having grace or favor with all the people. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was adding together those who were being saved.
Amen.
So that was a characteristic of the church in the early church in the first century. They were praising God.
Amen.
You know, I think this we need to recover this kind of praising. You know, I've heard stories, Brother Dick and some of these brothers, they would work together. You know, they were going from L.A. to like Lawndale or something like that. They'd ride in a van together. And then they come to the corner, they open the door of the van, they say, "Praise the Lord!" You know, and sometimes maybe shock people to death. And one day, I think they're going through L.A. someplace, and they shouted out there, "Praise the Lord!" And somebody from about the fourth or sixth floor up shouted down, "Hallelujah!" I guess it was Francis Ball. He worked at some government office or something like that. And the brothers were all there at the corner shouting. And so it's, you know, filling L.A. with the praises to the Lord.
Amen.
This shouldn't just be historical stories. You know what I mean? This should be our kind of our experience of just recovering the praise.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bring us back. And then this last point is making a joyful noise. Saints, don't be so proper in a sense. There's about 6 or 8 times that in the Psalms it talks about making a joyful noise.
Amen.
Oh, we need to even you can't hold the tune. You know, Brother Lee, if you sat close to him, he was kind of tone deaf. He could not keep a tune. But yet he wrote a couple hundred, even though he didn't, you know, but he would sing, even if he was off key, he would still sing. And so, saints, don't be worried if you're not music. This whole thing about, you know, professional music and Christian, you know, Christianity today, it's how much you can pay for the best musicians that will shock and awe your audience. Forget about that. What we don't need is we don't need good singers. We need people who would to have a joyful noise.
Amen.
Right? People come in. We have a joyful noise to the Lord. Okay, maybe the last sentence or two there. Another version says, make a joyful shout unto God. Let's read that last sentence or so. Not only a joyful noise, but a joyful shout. We must drop our backgrounds and come to the meetings in the Spirit. And make a joyful noise to praise the Lord. Amen. So when that happens, Paul and Silas were in prison at midnight praising the Lord. And even there was an earthquake that released the prisoners, brought in the gospel. People got saved. Do you see the strength and power of praising? Oh, Lord, recover this among us. Okay? So I think that's good. Maybe I'll just stop here. Anyone wants to just strengthen that? But I would encourage you. Don't make this just something of a teaching or just something for the meetings. Oh, we need to be reminded to sing to the Lord in our daily life. Amen. Just sing short songs. Even you can't remember all the words. You can make up a few of your own. sing to the Lord, and then when we come to the meetings, there'll be more fullness, more enjoyment. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.